Jazz performers and fans are not looking forward to the final days of September. That will mark the end of an era, the closure of Tula's Restaurant and Jazz Club in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick talked about the club with Abe Beeson, the host of The New Cool on KNKX. He says Tula's is a hub for Northwest jazz musicians.
How do you get involved with the other musicians in town? You go to shows at Tula's, you meet the musicians who are playing there, and eventually you get your own bands there. And it's also been a place for high school and college bands to work out, and it's a spot for big bands to be performing on an intimate stage. It really has been the central headquarters of the Northwest jazz community.
Well, a lot of Seattle-based jazz professionals regularly play there. Many of them are friends of the station and known to our listeners. I'm thinking Greta Matassa.
I got a baby on the East Coast, a gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of sorrow.
And Jay Thomas. What does this do to people like them?
Well, you know, a jazz musician's life is a life of hustling, so I'm sure they will be hustling a little bit more. And there are other jazz clubs around the Northwest, and I think it's going to be incumbent upon them to support these jazz musicians as best they can. Although Tula's really was a unique opportunity because it was jazz six nights a week, and a lot of the other clubs around town only do two or three nights, if that. So it is going to be a struggle. And the sad thing, I think, for people who are downtown wanting jazz, aside from Jazz Alley, you're going to have to scoot out to the neighborhoods, West Seattle and Shoreline and Bellevue and even North Bend.
Jazz Alley is such a great venue, and so many national acts come through there, and you occasionally get local and regional players playing there. But Tula's was more of the neighborhood feel, right? You just walk in, you hear that music, there's more of an intimate setting where you could actually talk to the players when they're done with their set. And you were mentioning it's going to be a struggle for folks who would routinely play there to find other venues. It's been a struggle for Tula's for a long time. It's been operating on a month-to-month lease for the last 6 years. The end of September is when the club's liquor and business licenses expire and its insurance comes up for renewal. They had been looking for another location in Belltown but couldn't find anything you could afford. And the club's general manager told the Seattle Times something I thought was very telling. We've run out of Band-Aids and duct tape.
Right. And this is a problem that's, well, an issue that's been ongoing for a long time. And, you know, as a longtime, lifelong Supersonics fan, anytime I see some of this great old Seattle culture die away or bulldozed under, it's just heartbreaking to me. It is something I think is easily overlooked when the opportunity is there to make some money or to develop or to try to deal with this incredible population upswing. We need to put these people somewhere. Let's vertical. Let's go up. But I hope it doesn't push out all the culture, all the things that made this city so great.
Well, some people may worry that other clubs in the region may suffer a fate similar to Tula's. You're in clubs a lot. You're the host of New Cool. You DJ at certain clubs, and you're just out there in the scene. What's your sense of that?
Yeah, it's tricky. There are some great clubs out there, from Egan's to the Royal Room, North City Bistro, the Musiquarium at the Triple Door, Cafe Racer. You can go out on the scene and Bellevue Bakes Place. North Bend has a new club opening up soon. Rhythm and Rise, a lot of fun down in Olympia, and a slew of other places. And I think jazz popularity is on the upswing. But it really is up to us. It's up to the audience. It's up to jazz fans to get out there and support it and support the clubs. If we want these jazz musicians to have a career, to be able to continue making great art, we need to do our part, too.
Well, back to Tula's. I have a lot of fond memories going there. I always loved hearing news stories play there, particularly bassist Doug Miller and pianist Mark Seals. And I saw Latin jazz trumpeter Ray Vega perform there once and got to talk with him afterwards, because it's such an intimate setting, about recording with one of my favorites, Paul Simon. And I have such a fond memory of that night. And I know you have some fond memories at Tula's as well.
I do. It's always like old home week. Every time you go to Tula's, you may well end up sitting next to a musician who was going to be playing there the next night. And one of the biggest laughs I had at Tula's was to see wonderful saxophonist Anton Schwartz lead his band at Tula's. And during the first song, there was a table right in front of the stage whose conversation hadn't yet died down. And in the middle of the first song, Anton steps off the stage, takes two or three steps. He's that close to this couple and says, "Do you mind quieting down? We're in the middle of a song."
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
And I step back up onto stage. And I, you know, it was wonderful to see all the faces of the musicians who couldn't believe what Anton had just done. And the other folks in the crowd who were quickly, quieting themselves.
That's funny. Oh, just such so many great memories. And there are two more months to hear great jazz at Tula's.
And fantastic artists coming through, including some folks who have been performing at Tula's probably since it was opened. And please do call ahead for reservations, because you know these next 2 weeks are going to be packed. Now, tonight, the big band action with Critical Mass. Tomorrow, bassist Ben Feldman and friends with the wonderful singer Jeanne Kendrick. Thursday, Randy Halberstadt. Friday, Greta Matassa's Quintet. Bill Anschel's Standards Trio Saturday. Dan Kramlich, the Grunge Trio on Sunday. DX Tet Tuesday. And coming up around the corner, some of the greats who've been playing at Tula's since pretty much the beginning, like Susan Pascal and Gail Pettis, Overton Barry and Mark Seals and Jay Thomas, Jovino Santos Neto, David Marriott, and trumpeter Thomas Marriott will be leading his quintet for two nights next weekend. It's going to be a great time.
Well, Abe, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your memories of this jazz institution.
It's my pleasure.
Abe Beeson is the host of The New Cool, Saturdays from 3 to 5 on KNKX. He spoke with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. And this is trumpeter Thomas Marriott performing in one of our studio sessions.